Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Are you bored? Is your life just kind of like going along the path and you're not really excited about much? Same old might actually come off your lips. Someone asks you how you're doing. You're like, oh, living the dream. But you're really not going to look at them and say, I'm doing fabulous. I'm doing awesome. Maybe it is because you're bored. Maybe you need to put something new into your life. Maybe you need to learn something. One of the things that I reflect on in my life was back before God, I was not a perpetual student. I did not like learning. Heck, when I was in school, oh my gosh, I was just there for the social aspect of it. I'm pretty sure I learned nothing. And whatever I passed as far as tests were concerned was because I just memorized the stuff and on I went with my life. So I sit there and I think about the excitement about learning something new to me wasn't there. It truly wasn't until God found me that I had this unquenchable desire to learn more about this Catholic faith. What just happened to me in that sacrament of reconciliation when I went back on Divine Mercy Sunday in 2013. And ever since then, I have been on this journey of learning. In the beginning, it was just understanding the faith. What is the difference between the Catholic faith, other Christian denominations, Judaism, Hinduism, Muslims? What is the difference between all of these plus the New Age? So that to me was a quest for knowledge. And then I understood what the teachings were, what the Catholic faith was all about. That was the moment that I took the teachings, the knowledge that was given to me, and I understood with God's grace why the Catholic Church teaches these things. Because without understanding why, I can't commit those teachings into my life. It's one thing to learn a fact. It's another thing to apply that fact to your life and say, well, if that's true and I'm not doing that, then I'm wrong, and I have to fix that. And so for me, in the beginning of my journey, it was all about having a relationship with God to fix the wrong way I was living my life. And then the journey gets into that beautiful place of wisdom. And that is basically taking the knowledge and the understanding and the commitment that you now have to the truth and finding a way to be more virtuous and to live your faith every day, every moment, not just for you, but for those around you. That's what the faith walk is about. Maybe you're stagnant in that walk. Maybe you're so busy with other things, maybe boredom in the word of sitting around and doing nothing might be something that you can reflect on in your spiritual life. Maybe you're so busy with the world and tasks and things to do that your spiritual life is boring because you don't have one, right? Or you just squeeze it in whenever you're ready. Maybe you need a little bit of a lift with your body in a physical perspective. Excuse me. Maybe you need prayer and fasting and sacrificing to really put the heat on in your life, whatever it is that you're working on with God. Maybe you need to not be bored with how you live your life, how you move your body, if that makes sense. So all of a sudden you say, okay, I'm going to work out. I'm going to treat this body like the holy temple that it's supposed to be for the Holy Spirit. I'm going to fast. I'm going to make sacrifices. I'm going to do this bodily mortification. And in some cases, that means adding things to your plate, not taking them away. Obviously, with fasting, you're not eating, or you're not eating much. But when it comes to working out, you're going to add that to your plate so that you can be even better, mind, body, soul, and spirit. We've checked out our faith walk. We've checked out our body aspect. What about the mind? Are you learning? I'm not saying you have to learn a new language or something that and go back to school and get a degree, but are you learning stuff that will make you a better human being, a more loving Christian on this earth while you are here? And it may be picking up something that you've already, quote unquote, learned, but it's been a while. So you want to go back and review and you want to make sure that you have actually applied those learnings in your life. That's really what this is all about. So if you're bored, mind, body, soul, and spirit, add something or change something in one of those areas. Now is the time, because if you're not moving forward, if you are not walking toward God every moment with all of your thoughts, your actions, your words, you're walking the other direction. You're walking away from God. So it is true when they say, if you are stagnant, if you are not moving forward, you are definitely regressing. The faith walk is always forward. Even if you fall, even if you go diagonal, backwards, you spin around, you jump off the road, you're through the guardrails, into the cornfield, just turn around and drive back on. Ask God to take your hand and pull you back quickly. But that's the point. We've got to move forward. Let's get out of the boredom of whatever is happening in our lives. Add something new. Take something away that's not good. Or increase your bodily mortifications with sacrificing and fasting. Make it a challenge. not just to put busy stuff in your life for the sake of busyness, but actually apply these learnings, this knowledge, this understanding. Ask the wisdom of God to incorporate what it is that you're taking that next step toward, to put it into your life in a way that is meaningful, that has purpose, and that produces fruit. And if you have no idea what this possibly could be, I know someone who does. His name is God. So sit with him for a little bit. Maybe just say, hey, Lord, what is this that I need to do in my life? Don't take too long, because procrastination and kicking it off, you know that Satan is going to do everything he can to prevent you from taking this positive step in your life, no matter what it is. So make the commitment, ask God what that should be, and let's get out of this boredom and kick our lives up a notch. Because that's what it's all about. And all too often we can get in a rut. And that is not what God wants. We should be experiencing new things in new ways every day, all day. Alrighty, everyone. I think this little phlegmy thing is going away a little bit. Sorry if I've been coughing or swallowing or whatever the heck I've been doing that you're probably hearing on your side. My apologies. And I will keep you in my prayers today. Let's take a new twist and incorporate it in our lives. I'm doing the same thing. I will let you know how it goes tomorrow. I think we all need to shake things up a little bit, especially right now. Alrighty, everyone. I love you. Excuse me. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day. Take care.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.